You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. It's a full studio. I've got Doug Mullins, also Marcy Jo Gardner-Evans, and Lisa Cope from the Playhouse in the Park in studio today. And first of all, thanks all of you for coming up and being on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
And Doug, you are Chris Kringle. And Marcy, you are Doris Walker. So we've got the heavy hitters here of Miracle on 34th Street in studio today. So first off, let's do the business. It opens Friday at 7 o'clock at Playhouse in the Park.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And it runs for two weekends, right?
Right.
Yes.
With matinees Sunday at 2?
2:30.
At 2:30. Mm-hmm. Sunday at 2:30. And tickets are?
They are 12 for adults, 11 for seniors, 10 for students 13 and older, and 9 for 12 and under. They are available online at playhouseinthepark.net, or you can call the theater at 759-1752, and I can help you with that.
And Lisa, since this is a seasonal play, do you have any read on how quickly these tickets are selling?
They're actually selling pretty well. And this is the week we start our, do our big advertising, so they always pick up them. The thing about these Christmas shows is they sell usually in big clumps. Like, we'll have Sunday school groups who are coming, or, different groups who are doing their holiday parties. We've got an employer who is bringing all of his company to see it. So, I tend to sell them 20 or 30 or 40 at a time. So I would go ahead and get them ahead of time, maybe not wait to get at the door for this one.
Yeah, I've got 12 family members coming opening night.
Uh-oh, so you better get in there quickly. Doug and Marcy, have either of you ever starred in this production before?
No.
No.
Were you any more familiar with it than the average person who just grew up knowing about Miracle on 34th Street?
I may have watched the movie a couple more times than the average person, but I don't think any more familiar than most people.
Well, I'm heavy into it. I've loved it. This is a bucket list item for me. I've been a Santa for 27 years and never had this opportunity. I've been to plays before, and I've watched the movie so many, many times, and hope to give it some justice during this play run.
And this being radio, being an audio medium, our listeners don't realize that, Doug, you look very, very similar to Santa Claus, to the point to where some people think you might actually be Santa Claus. So
even your own son.
Even my own son thinks that you are definitely Santa Claus. So can I ask, was it harder? Is this your first acting gig ever?
Since high school, and that was a terribly long time ago, so...
Is it harder or easier to play him on stage reading scripted lines than it is just to have the kids come up and be Santa at a mall or some other event?
At the mall, I can just kind of be impromptu. In this, my lines have to be close enough to where Marcy Jo can say, it's time for me to say what I'm supposed to say. Mm-hmm. And learning the lines, and when you see the show, the first scene or the first part of it, Santa's just about in every scene, and awful lot of lines for a 64-year-old man to learn.
Well, Marcy Jo, what drew you to this part in this play?
Oh, I have always liked the story of it. Also, coincidentally, my daughter wanted to audition, and we did both get cast, so she's playing my daughter in the show. But I've just always liked this story. It's been a good one. I like stories that have a heart to them, and this one does.
And this is a traditional version of the play. It's not set in the future in Spain.
No, it is based off of the 1947 movie that most of us have come to love. Mm-hmm. And it has a couple different things to adapt it just to stage, because mm-hmm. Obviously we can't put 50-foot balloons in the theater, but so there are suggested things, but it is very true to the core of the story.
Well, if the two of you wouldn't mind, could you set up a little scene and then give us a snippet?
Okay. And like I said, the part with a heart to it, as far as the story goes, my character starts out not really cold, but matter of fact. And she, in the end of the show, does believe in Santa. At this point, she just thinks he's crazy, and it's the scene where I fire him. Okay, are you ready?
Go ahead, my dear.
Mr. Kringle, we've had a busy day, haven't we? Was it difficult for you?
Well, getting accustomed to a new setting is always trying, but I've always enjoyed the children.
Maybe you've been trying a little too hard.
What do you mean by that, Mrs. Walker?
It seems you haven't been following Miss Shellhammer's instructions.
Huh. You mean pushing those surplus toys? I decided not to do that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I thought it was dishonest. Why should the children have to pay for Macy's mistakes?
That's not your decision to make, Mr. Kringle. And speaking of dishonesty, how do you explain this personnel card?
It isn't dishonest.
But the things you put down on that form. We take our work seriously at Macy's, Mr. Kringle. We're not playing games. If you want a paycheck, you have to put the proper information on your personnel form.
I've looked it all over and it all happens to be true. And see, I've verified it by signing down here at the bottom.
Then you really think you're Santa Claus?
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
I don't think it. I know it for a fact.
Well, you're welcome to whatever delusions you choose to live with. But we cannot have a Santa who refers our customers to other stores. You can pick up your final paycheck at the personnel department. I'm sorry it didn't work out.
You know, Miss Walker, it strikes me a bit ironic that you're firing Santa Claus for being Santa Claus. I was just trying to make sure the children would get what they want for Christmas.
Macy's is in business, Mr. Kringle, and we have to compete with other stores. I don't want to argue. I'll authorize a week's severance pay for you, Mr. Kringle. Now, Merry Christmas, and goodbye.
Merry Christmas to you too, Miss Walker. And don't worry, I won't hold this against you Christmas Eve.
Marcy Jo Gardner-Evans and Doug Mullins, they're Doris Walker and Chris Kringle in Miracle on 34th Street. It opens Friday at 7 o'clock at Playhouse in the Park. Lisa, you're actually here to discuss another production coming up at the Playhouse.
Yes, we go right into Spamalot, which will be the first show of the new season. So those auditions are actually tonight and tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And they're going to be at Johnson Theater here on campus because Miracle on 34th Street is busy over at Playhouse. Mm-hmm. So we'll be meeting here at Johnson. The theater department was very, very kind to let us borrow some space for these two nights. So just show up if you are interested in a little Monty Python.
And in tone, couldn't be any further from Miracle on 34th Street
exactly.
than Spamalot. I'm going to play just a snippet from one of the selections from Spamalot. People are thinking, maybe I know. Yeah, you know some of these songs. Here's a little number.
This is a total bloody disaster. All my knights have fled, and we're lost in a dark and very expensive forest.
Well, it could be worse.
Well, how could it possibly be worse?
Oh, cheer up, sire. You know what they say.
What do they say, Patsy?
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life.
It's what we call an earworm. It's kind of roots your way into your brain and it won't let go. So, Lisa, is this going to be the tone of Spamalot? You're not going to try to change it up too much.
Oh, heavens no.
Why would you?
I think all
right?
the Monty Python fans would... Riot. Run us out of town. It's a funny, funny show. We're going to have a good time with this one.
And again, auditions tonight?
Tonight and tomorrow night at 6 at Johnson Theater.
And Miracle on 34th Street opens Friday at 7 o'clock at Playhouse in the Park. Thank you, Marcy Jo Gardner-Evans and Doug Mullins, for coming up and doing a little reading for us. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, thanks for coming up as well.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS, and we're glad to have you listening.